Today's Mishneh Masechet Parah, brought to you from Eretz HaKedesh, is Perek Zayin, Mishneh Zayin. So, we were talking about the question of what happens when you've got the hevel, the rope that you use to bring up the water, and now you went, yesterday we talked about, you brought it back to the guy you borrowed it from, is that considered to be a malacha? And we established this klal of going out of your way, literally, that's the words of the Mishnah, which becomes, you know, a way of saying doing malacha, going out of your way. Here in the Mishnah means literally, if you're on the way, then you drop off the rope, that's not considered to be malacha. If you go out of your way, it's considered to be a malacha. Now the question is, how about taking that rope and coiling it up? Is that, that's not really part of the act of the milui, is it? So if I'm coiling it up in order to give it back, isn't that a malacha? And the truth is, it might well be. It depends how it's done. Hamechanein et hachevel. You're pulling up your bucket with the mayim, and as you bring it up, you curl it around your arm, al-yad, al-yad, little by little. So then that's the way that you're doing the milui, and then you end up with a perfectly coiled rope, but as part of the act of milui. So then the milui is kosher, because since it was part of the milui that you did, it's not considered to be a malacha. But if first you just bring it up, and it's lying there on the ground, and then you go back, and the imkineno b'achrona, now you make it nice, and you put it into a coil afterwards, then the milui is pasul, because that kricha itself is considered to be a malacha, and it pasuls the milui after you already did it. Amar Rav Yosef, you know, yesterday you made this big fuss about Yavna, And you talked about the story in Yavna. You said they came up in Yavna and they had to come for 3 miyadays. And the question was if somebody delivered a chevel when he went out of his way. That never happened. What did go to Yavna was this question about whether coiling the rope is considered to be a malacha that pasuls. And this was what they said in Yavna, only because of a rasha. That they said, all right, so it's okay to use that water. But that's because it was difficult to get replacement. But the normal halacha would be that this actually would pasul if it isn't mamash hashas hatchak, b'diavad.
Is it interesting that Tanar Kenai is coils? Is that interesting that that's also Yavna? Or is it really just a coincidence? Isn't that funny?
I don't know. It doesn't. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it doesn't use the same lotion at all.
Right, but that's how it worked. It was made in strips.
Yeah, no, I understand. But I mean,
it's not the same lotion.
Yeah, if it would have been the same lotion, it would have been a little more suspicious. But Hamatznia Tachavit. No, sorry. Mishnah Perek Zion Mishnah Chet. Hamatznia Tachavit Shalot Tishaver. So now you've got yourself this container, and it's got the water in it. And now, what are you going to do? You're going to put it down, you know, and you're going to fill more because you want to have a lot of water. It's going to spill. Somebody will bump into it. So what you do is you put it in a place where it's not going to be broken. So let's say you pour the water out, for instance, into a very large container, and then you put the water that you, the container that you had lifted, brought it out from, whatever, the bucket, you put that in a place where it's secured. So you push it into the ground so it doesn't break. Or maybe you had water that was pasul in it. And you then turn it upside down in order for it to get completely dried out so that the next time that you're mamale entirely mayim that's kosher. In those cases, if you did it in order to be mamale, again, so then it's kosher, because what it is that you did was in order to allow you to do another milui. So you wanted to have this bucket available in order to do a new milui, and therefore you made sure it didn't get busted. That's what serach hamilui. If you had water in it that was pasul for whatever reason from before. Maybe you had done melacha. So then you turn it upside down. You wait until the water goes out. That's also litzorech hamilui. But, so that would be fine. But if you did it, lo'olich ba'atakidush, that you did in order to take the water afterwards, in order to take the mayim that were already mekudashim, then you would have passed the previous milui, because that wasn't litzorech the milui, that was simply litzorech hakiddush. And therefore, it's considered to be a malacha that passed the water that you had taken before the kiddush. Now let's see, u'mefanecha rasim mitoch hashoket, b'shvil shetachazik mayim harbe. Let's imagine you've got a shoket. Remember, we use the word shoket as a general term for anything that's going to be holding the mechatas. So it was filled with like a lot of junk in it. It had pieces of broken kelim in it. So you clean out the kelim. You make sure it's now a completely clean shoket. If the reason that you did that was b'shvil shetachazik mayim harbe, so you want to be able to have more water for doing your mechatas. So then it's kosher, because that's part of the need for the miloi. You want to get a certain amount of water in miloi, and if the shoket's going to have less room because it's got pieces in it, so this was necessary. And therefore, it's not called a malacha. But if it's just in order for you, bishvil, shelo yu ma'akvimoto bishashu zolevet hamayim, what you want these stones out of here for is because you want to be able to get in your eitz eras and so on. You want to be able to stick it in without something getting in the way. But you're not interested in having more room. You're not going to be filling up the shoket till the top anyway. So it's just a matter of having your convenience for the tzarech of hazoya, but not for the actual mili. So then that would be actually pasul. Okay, that's how. Some of the Mefarshim learn, but it's not the way the Rambam explains it. The Rambam explains that your Bishashu Zolef, even though the Pashtun Zolef usually means Chitui, it means over here that if you're going to be pouring out water from the Shoket into various other Kalim, so this is going to get in the way every time. It's going to start pouring out together with the water and going into other people's kelim. So that's why you wanted it cleaned out. That's not litzorech hamilui. And therefore, it's posel. Perek Zion Mishnah Tet. A guy is walking along, carrying his pole with the water. Everything was done properly. And somebody stops him on the way and asks him a shaila about a suffik chatzitza of his wife's tefillah the night before, and you stop and you give him an answer. So you were more hora'a along the way. Or somebody stops you and says, can you show me the way to San Jose? And you show him the way. So hera la'achirim et haderech. Or there was a snake, or there was a scorpion on the road, and you killed him. Horag nachash v'akrav. Or you took some oichlim in order to hide them away, you should be able to collect them later. All of these things are basically as a hadas, and you were oisik in something else, and therefore they passled your water. Yikes. All right? Now, suppose you picked along the way an apple off of the tree in order to munch on it. Then it's kosher. Because what are you supposed to do? I mean, you're going now to carry this water, letzerech mitzvah. Anything that you do that's letzerech mitzvah, certainly you need energy, don't you? You need to take a drink along the way. You need to have a nice apple along the way. And therefore, it's all l'shem the mitzvah. And it's considered to be part of what it is that you're being Isaac in. Or let's say the snake wasn't just a snake because you hate snakes. It's because it was in the way. And the akrav was in the way. So anachash v'akrav shayu ma'akvinoto, you weren't able to pass by, so you had to take care of the getting rid of the snake first, so then the mayim is kosher. Again, because it's necessary in order for you to be melech the mayim. Omer Reb Yehuda Zeh HaKlal. כל דבר של משום מלאכה, בין עמד, בין לא עמד. The question of time is not important here. If the thing that you were doing was defined as a melacha that wasn't part of the Etzem Milui, even if you did it as you're walking along, it makes no difference. You were oisik in something else, even if you weren't spending time on it, and it was derech halicha, as you're walking, you lift up your foot, you'll bam on that scorpion, it would still be puzzle, because melacha is a psul. It's not the time. It's the melacha. But something that's not a melacha. So you were talking about the case of giving an answer to the person who asked you a shayla about this chatzitza, right? So that's not a melacha. That's a hafsaka. So then it depends. If you were omeid, then it's considered to be, in fact, you stopped, you're thinking about something else, that would be a psul of esach hadas, and the water would be puzzled. But if you continue to walk along and you were still doing the asik of the muley and you explain something to somebody, here's the way to get to San Jose, or you give them the pasuk, the psak about the chatzitza, then it's kosher. And this is not a machlokas because we end up paskening like Reb Yehuda, and it's an example of where Reb Yehuda was being masbir what it was that the Tanakhama was really saying. So it wasn't that he was making a melacha, the equivalent of even a non-melacha because of Hesach Hadas. It needs to really be a Hesach Hadas. Perek, Zion, Mishnah, Yud. Amoser meimav. You already filled up your water and you give it to a person who is tamei, and you say, keep an eye on this water and make sure nobody who's tamei touches the water. Then it's puzzle, because once you put them in the reshus of such a person who himself is tamei, that is not considered to be shmira. Because as we see throughout the dinim in Chagiga of the chumras of the para, and the shmira on the para, that's the very fact that you are considered to be tamei vis-a-vis the para that makes it a getter of non-shamur, because you're not sensitive to that level of shmira. If you give it to an adam tahar, then it would be kosher, and since he's the shomer, at that point it wouldn't matter what you would do, because now it's in the reshus of the shomer. So suppose you go ahead and you do a malacha. That's what it means, that it's kshemim, even if you are osik in something else, because the reshus of the shemer is now the das that is the non-hesach hadas on it. Rebbe Eliezer says, the point is that if you didn't do anything, let's not misunderstand what's going on over here. The very fact that you gave the mayim to a person who's tamei doesn't mean that they become tamei or pasul at that point, unless you did something so that your das isn't on them. So it's that you went ahead and did a malacha while the putative shomer was tamei. Yes, that's a pagam, because you didn't have the correct das of a shomer to take your das. But if you didn't do anything, since you knew that you gave the water to a person who is not really suitable for shmira, you didn't do anything to be Mesiach Das in the etzem fact that you gave it to somebody, so you're considered to still have your Das on that Mayim. If you went ahead and you did something at the time, so then the Mayim is possible. But, of course, if you give it to a person who is Tor and is Roy to be the Shomer himself, then even if you did Malacha, you wouldn't have possible it.